Cape Talk, the music focus.
Now, we want to give you some advance warning of an opportunity to see one of our leading classical pianists in action. His name is Megan Jeffrey Prince, and he was born in the small town of Riversdale. But really, these days, the whole world is his oyster as he tours both as a soloist and a chamber musician. He has been performing with South Africa's major orchestras since he was 14 years old. He's won a number of competitions, including the Honan's International Piano Competition, the Hong Kong International Piano Competition, and the UNISA National Piano Competition. He's also been chosen as this year's Standard Bank Young Artist for Music. I was delighted to be able to steal a few minutes from his very busy schedule earlier this week and chat to him about his one-night-only concert next week at the Baxter. Megan Jeffrey, great to have you on the show this afternoon. Riversdale, not what many people would think of as a musical mecca. How did you actually get involved in music in the first place?
Well, I was kind of lucky. My mom was an amateur musician.
Okay.
She's a school teacher by trade. So she had these UNISA books lying around. She did UNISA grades, long distance exams.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky to have the books in the house because I started reading through them, and she saw I have an affinity for it. So she started teaching me, and I think it was maybe 2 years. Then she took me to the conservatory in Stellenbosch for professional training.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, yeah.
The rest is history. 14 years old when you did your first major orchestral performance, I believe.
Yes.
Okay.
First time. And that was with the Ichel Lamberts Orchestra, yeah.
Okay, now fast forward, you did undergraduate music studies at Stellenbosch University. I believe you're currently working towards your doctorate at the Cleveland Institute of Music in the USA. What sort of doors has that opened for you, having the experience of studying overseas?
Really all sorts of doors. In the music business, going overseas was like meeting a lot of other musicians from America especially. I made a lot of friends there that I worked with really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I could bring what I learned there back to South Africa, and I took what I learned here to there. So it was a really good cultural experience.
I love the concept of bringing it back to South Africa. Is your intention to make this country your long-term home? I mean, I know a lot of the international touring is very far away from here. Is it practically possible for you to do that?
Yeah, at the moment I'm very happy in South Africa, and I was in America for about 5 years, and I don't think I ever swapped over to American. I miss the country a lot, and now that I'm back, it feels really nice to be back home, yeah.
Okay. Now, a huge number of accolades behind you, including the privilege of being chosen as this year's Standard Bank Young Artist for Music. How important is that to you? What does that mean to you?
Well, it's an incredible honor. Incredible musicians had this prize before me. In fact, Johnny Clegg, who passed away, was a Standard Bank Young Artist a long time ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just an incredible honor for me to be part of this rich history.
Now, there is an incredibly special one-night-only concert coming up at the Baxter Theatre next Saturday, the 27th of July. What can the audience expect from that evening?
Well, I'm a classical musician, so a very traditional classical music. But what I like to show with this recital is how malleable and flexible classical music can be. From very raucous, very loud piano music to almost silence, one note at a time, and colorful, nuanced.
Sounds beautiful. Now, it's 7:30 on Saturday, the 27th of July at the Baxter Theatre Concert Hall. Tickets are available at 150 Rand a head through web tickets. We're going to just give our audience a bit of a precursor, a taste of what they might expect from that event. And we're going to share a recording you sent us of a Haydn piano concerto. What made you choose this particular performance and this particular piece to play for us today?
Well, I always like to play Haydn because I find his music very witty. Especially for when it was written, which was, I think, in the 1700s somewhere.
Mm.
I found it quite modern. And the audience usually responds well to it. And I enjoy it and they enjoy it. So that's why, yeah.
I know we're going to enjoy it too. Megan Jeffrey Prince, thank you so much for chatting to us. And best wishes for the event at the Baxter next weekend.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate your time. Thanks so much for squeezing us in.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Thank you.
If you like what you heard, there is more on offer at the Baxter Theatre next Saturday evening, the 27th of July at 7:30 p.m. Megan Jeffrey Prince in concert for one night only. Booking is via web tickets, and the tickets cost 150 Rand a head.